great to see that people can actually reach out and have that spirit of forgiveness. It was wonderful to see that the rector published a post today, just forgiving and just saying that, you know, they were praying for the people that did this vandalism within their church grounds. And I suppose it is, it's very much telling, I suppose, of the character of the individuals involved, the character of the minister and the parishioners, that they're able to reach out and do that.
Now, you had highlighted this issue on your own Facebook page yesterday as a community activist and Utherest board member, and there was a lot of interest in what you had posted.
There was, and I think it's very telling, I suppose, of the strong spirit of community that there is around the Fulcarra area, that people were appalled that this would happen. And we all have loved ones resting in a graveyard somewhere, and it's awful to think that they wouldn't be left in peace.
This ultimately could, in a strange way, further strengthen and further emphasise the cross-community ties that exist in the area.
I would hope so. I think that there's an awful lot of people come out with very strong sympathy for what happened, and I suppose with anger that this would happen to anybody within our community. And it's very telling that the people of Fulcarra are reaching out to be of support and to be of assistance. And I know that everybody was very disappointed that this had happened within the area.